Spanish horses once carried the conquistadors into battle in the Americas. Since then, they've been the choice breed for royal equestrians across Europe and for cowboys in Hollywood films. In the 1990s and early 2000s, Spanish construction barons began buying up horses, a status symbol for newly minted millionaires in Spain's heady boom years. José Manuel was one of them. 10 years ago, he bought a ranch in eastern Spain and started filling it with so-called PREs, Pura Raza Españolas, Spanish purebred horses. I found him in the classified ads. He's trying to sell his horses now.
I've got 5 horses left. I used to have more. I was never a horse expert. I just liked riding. And everyone was buying up horses back then. But I don't ride them anymore. I'm trying to sell them.
For a fraction of what he paid.
This horse, around 7 years ago, was worth $40,000, but not anymore. Now he's worth less than half, around $17,000. Prices have fallen so much.
In Spain, it can cost about 300 euros a month to house and feed a horse. José Manuel has 5. He won't say what he'll do if he can't sell them. But last year, more than 70,000 Spanish horses were sent to slaughterhouses, more than twice the annual average before the economy here tanked. Concordia Marquez tries to save them. She runs a shelter here in Andalusia, taking in horses that might otherwise end up in the food supply.
What we call the PRE is the pure Andalusian breed. That is for ages an expensive horse and very difficult to find. But the problem is that the owners, the good breeders, prefer to send those horses to the slaughterhouse than devaluate the price.
Concordia offers them another option. Donate the horses to her ranch, where she'll take care of them for free. The facility survives on donations. As we chat, Concordia strokes the nose of a recent rescue.
This is a PRE, and I found him abandoned. We adopt him here because he's got a problem in one of his hind legs. He's very beautiful. He's a stallion.
She describes where she found him, a massive ranch filled with animals abandoned by its bankrupt owner.
When we arrived there that day with the police, we found all skeletons everywhere, horses, dogs, cats, ponies, I mean everything, everywhere. It was like amazing. And he was surviving there with another group of 10, really skinny, really, really a bad situation. But we couldn't save the other, I think it was more than 50 or 60 that died there.
Driving across southern Spain, you can see horses grazing lazily next to the road. It's unclear who owns them.
If you pay attention, you are going to see that they are completely alone. They don't have water, they don't have shelter if rains or it's really sunny. They can appear in the middle of the roads of here, of Andalusia, all the time.
Virginia Solera García is Concordia's sister, who helps rescue those horses from the roadside. She says the economic crash has exposed a dark side to a long-time Spanish tradition.
Because it's true that here there is a lot of tradition about, I want to say that it's about love horses, but now, because of my experience, it's not about really love horses. It's because they want to have a horse because it's something luxury that you can show to your friends and your families and the people and say, hey, I have horses because I'm rich and I'm an important person.
The number of Spaniards who can still say that has dwindled. And as these two sisters have learned here in horse country, Spain has been forced to shed some of the things it loves. For instance, a rich tradition of caring for horses as it struggles to survive in this economy. Lauren Freyer, DW in Andalusia, Spain.